Thank you very much. I am really very happy to see so many familiar faces, old friends, and I am pleased to meet new members of U.S. team, which I hope to meet after this luncheon. In short, I'm very excited and I'm very proud. I guess I'm very proud to be Ukrainian. I am very proud to be a member of Ukrainian opposition. And I am very proud that just in a couple of weeks, Ukrainians completely changed the image. When we've been thinking before that Ukraine got very distorted and probably not justified image because we have lousy president and everybody was thinking about Ukraine based on Kuchma's reputation. And you know, this is not the best guy to promote country. But what happened recently probably surprised the whole world. I still can't believe that I'm here because I made my decision yesterday night and this morning I packed and I came here, not actually very well knowing where I am going, but I knew that this is the place where I can be this maybe 2 days, because what will be happening from Monday, I don't know. I wanted very briefly tell you maybe insider's information on how campaign was going on and what I believe happens and probably what our priorities are. You know, when we've been preparing campaign, we clearly knew that we could count only on people-to-people contacts. We had no chance to have equal access, not even equal access. We had no access at all to any TV channels or radio or newspapers. We have very hostile environment. We knew that we've been very popular, but the scale of this, I wouldn't call it even black, it was sort of Nazi campaign against Yushchenko, because he was really, being the son of the father who spent many years in concentration camps and who whose father was actually a hero, Yushchenko was depicted by his antagonist in Donetsk in SS uniform, and they called us Nazist or fascist, and they called us radicals, and the kind of lies which was launched against us was unbelievable. As I was Yushchenko's manager of campaign, in the sense I was responsible for his tour, so we traveled all over Ukraine extensively, and every morning, my morning was very typical. While coming to another city, I heard the threats. I heard the signals that this time we'll show you bastards who is the boss in this country. We heard about massive provocation. I've seen airports closed when Yushchenko's chartered airplane was supposed to land, and he was landing 100 kilometers of the place where rally was supposed to be. So that was whatever, but not gentleman's campaign. While talking to my colleagues or partners or MPs in parliament from opposite camp, I couldn't believe that they are serious. The mentality of government officials, the mentality of pro-government politicians was very simple. During these years, they imagined that everything can be decided by them. Parliament is actually controlled, in reality, by a couple of godfathers who are leaders of huge business oligarchic clans. And they've been very seriously inviting us for discussions roughly like follows. There are three victors in Ukraine. Victor Medvedchuk, Viktor Yanukovych, and Viktor Yushchenko. So roughly, country should be divided among three of them. And when I asked, what about people? The answer was, what people? We pay them a few bucks more in salaries and wages, and they will shut up. So Ukrainian, the people who were in power generally believe that we are at least naive or too romantic while we started campaign, because we really concentrated, we invested all our hearts and souls, all our time and energy, and in Yushchenko's case, health, to see as many Ukrainians as we could. We've been getting huge rallies, and it's unbelievable. It's like you get addicted. When you see people, and I've seen people of 50,000, 100,000, waiting for Yushchenko to come because his airplane was landed 200 kilometers away, and I was the only guy keeping these people just talking by mobile, saying that he is on the way. And they've been waiting for 3-4 hours with their families, with their kids. It's amazing that this kind of response was very much helping us in that campaign. But frankly speaking, it was not even us. We never were sure what people, how people will respond to massive fraud. And what happened later, I don't want you to give credit to, let's say, Yushchenko's headquarters or somebody in planning that was planned. Actually, you will hear from our opponents that they planned campaign for two tours, and us, we planned third tour. Third tour was never planned, but we actually, we vested all our interest and all our hopes in touching Ukrainian souls. And when we got that feedback, it was something amazing. What happened in Ukraine, that slowly, step by step, that people stopped to be afraid. And you know, when society is not afraid, nothing works out. And we could see then how the whole machinery changed, how journalists made an open rebellion. And after journalists, we saw a Supreme Court decision, which was also independent. And then Yushchenko used to say that he never in his life doubted that we are going to win, because he's saying, if I had a smallest doubt, I wouldn't waste your time and my time. I would go and take care of bees or farming, which I love, or painting. And actually, I would like to tell you maybe last remark about this, how his life changed after poisoning. It is, first of all, I have no doubt it was poisoning. I have information which I am not able to share publicly, but I am positive that after this election is over, there would be independent analysis and you will hear the truth. But Yushchenko changed completely. You know, it looks like he saw other side of the moon. He was there. He changed as the person. He became much tougher. And he became really president in reality. He was always criticized for being too soft. I don't know how a Democrat can be too soft, because he is naturally born Democrat. And he's, unlike Kuchma, who is always playing on the conflict, of the interest on conflicts, Yushchenko is the guy who consolidates the nations. And just briefly commenting the last developments in parliament, because the whole country is now discussing, is it good for us or it is bad for us that we voted for that package? I can tell you as the first-hand analyst that what Yushchenko did in parliament is something fantastic, because we agreed to the reform when we had no doubt we are going to win. And Yushchenko in reality has so much broadened his coalition that in reality has constitutional majority in parliament. He proved again that he cares about Ukraine. He's not willing to have an absolute power, and he doesn't need that power at all. He can. Our logic is to give lots of authority to local administrations, and we made it a point, and we have added to constitutional reform in local administrations, where local governors will be elected by people. In short, Yushchenko now is seen as the national reunification force, in contrary to what Yanukovych, his competitor, is doing. He is claiming everybody now a traitor. Today he called a traitor and coward Kuchma, Medvedchuk, and Tikhipko. And he says without these traitors and cowards, he is going to win the campaign for sure. I strongly doubt this. I strongly doubt that there will be any changes for separatists, because even Donetsk governor today said that there will be no referendum on separatism. This issue is now suicidal for those politicians who tried once to blackmail the whole nation. And very briefly about foreign policy priorities. I hope you've been given a few pages of Euro integration strategy. I asked organizers to print them. I don't know whether you have it. Then I will save time on that. I will tell you that we are very well prepared for Euro integration process. We used to maximum Polish experience, so-called short road of Poland to European Union. More than for a year, we have hired ex-minister of Euro integration from Poland, and Alan Mayhew, who was high-ranking officials from Brussels, who was getting to European Union, like half a dozen of countries like Poland, Croatia, and Baltic countries. And these people are working for us more than a year, and we have very coincided program, we have strategy, we have action plan, we have everything which is needed for Ukraine to immediately, from the first minutes of political power, to move in that direction. And here, we would like to be very clear. Our priorities exclusively euro integration. We don't have multi-vectoral policy. We are clearly moving for joining EU and for becoming members of NATO. And we are telling Russians the same message. Russians wanted predictability from Ukrainians. They've been always saying that we are unpredictable. So we're very much predictable. We made this point. I've been telling them in Moscow during roundtables on Ukraine and Russia after elections. So in short, again, I would like to say that we really appreciate what happened. We know that everybody of you present here, both from Poland and United States, maybe other countries, for decade we've been doing it step by step, drop by drop, and now finally we succeeded. I guess nobody was sure that this will happen now and this will be guaranteed event, but that happened, and what is strong about this, that this is like a good wine, it's matured, it's happened in due time, and then it's not artificial, it was not artificially accelerated. So I would like to thank again you. I would like to express my absolute confidence that Yushchenko is next president of Ukraine. I have no doubt in this. We have now the whole program. We are all now in campaign again, but we believe this is a formality. Yes, I am, as the chief of staff, I am very much concerned by his security, but this is another story. We're taking care of this. So I would like to thank you again. God bless America and God bless Ukraine. I guess Ukraine is finally blessed.